It is our 1 year anniversary, meaning I actually created this show and it's on for a year. Wrestler's Wrap Up is next.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Nadia's theme, also known as Young Investors theme. Number one on CBS. What, 28 years at this point? How long has it been? And for us, it's our 1 year anniversary, you guys. 1 year on the air at AfterBuzz TV. I'm James Lott Jr., one of your main hosts and the creator and producer of the show. I want to thank everyone associated with me getting the show on the air. I want to thank Lucretia Lyon, who's also a former host of here, who started this whole thing journey with me. I want to thank Phil Spitek, Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, everybody who believed in my vision of creating a soap block here on AfterBuzz TV. And Universe was the third show I created, so I was like so excited. And it's been such a great time. And I have people who are with me. One of them, she runs this show. You guys are showing her love. They're calling you Queen Abby.
Oh, no.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, I love
Miss Abby Scott.
I love you guys so much. I am so excited to celebrate 1 year. James, thank you. I mean, James is amazing. I love him so much. Well, and this show is amazing. And like I said, we are here for you guys.
Yes.
So thank you so much for supporting us. It's all about you guys. And we love the young and the restless.
That's right. And you guys, I got clips we're going to show today. We have pictures we're going to show. We have all kinds of fun stuff. Now, sitting next to her, you liked him when he was on before. And he's done appearances on both Bold Breakdown in this show. And he's a fan of Universe's also, Mr. Brandon Larkin.
Hello, everyone out there. Thank you guys for having me. Congratulations, Mr. Lott.
Thank
on
you.
Your 1 year anniversary. Abby, congratulations. You've been holding it down.
Yes, she has.
And Judy.
So glad Mama to meet Judy.
You. Mama Judy. But thank you guys for having me back, though. And, of course, I love YNR.
You do. He does. And sitting next to you, you love her. You asked for her. You got her.
Oh, they love her.
Ladies and gentlemen, she's known as Mama Judy.
Mama Judy.
Mama Judy.
I am the OG, the original queen.
Okay. That's right. We gave birth to this over here. Yeah. Wait. Okay. And some baddies from Baltimore, too. Hey, Brandon.
Baltimore, Maryland. We're here.
All right. But, and you got Pittsburgh in the house, which
Yay.
I'll be there next month. I'm so excited. I'll be in Pittsburgh next month. I'm very excited. You guys, we're so happy to be here with you guys because we do enjoy doing this show. This show's going to be a little different this time. We're going to show clips. We're going to show pictures. We're going to talk about the shows. I want to give you just a little bit of history of the show. Actually, about 2 years ago, Lucretia wanted to start a show like this. This one in General Hospital. And they had no shows on that were after shows. It was 2 years ago when they started Dishin' Days. That was first. And then I created General Hospital a year later, and now we got these shows. What's going on here?
She has her sunglasses on.
Oh, that's so funny.
I had no idea. I sat through a whole movie on Mother's Day with her with my sunglasses on.
Are they prescription sunglasses?
No? Yes.
I was in a
well, you can keep them on. You
I just thought it was part of I just thought it was part of your thing. Personality. I thought that was your thing, like the sunglasses thing.
And you know
I'm
what? I would get my my glasses out of my purse, but you have no idea what getting on you this chair is.
That's so funny.
She did say original G.
It's a process getting off the chair.
They're all Mama Judy. Yes, girl. Yes, they are. Hi. They love it. Aaron Brody said respect to Maryland, so that's stuff going on. They all hail Queen Abby.
Maryland.
All right. So what's crazy is so 2012 there was an actual Young and Restless after show. I'm gonna show a clip of that a little later, and that's gonna be a little interesting to see. And there's not a lot of episodes, but it's on for a short time. And then we brought it back here. In our universe, I've interviewed Cameron Grimes, Mac Eric. Michelle Stafford's my buddy, and she went through GH, and we talked about YNR on that show.
The original Phyllis.
Yes, original Phyllis. And I interviewed Eric Braden twice. He's my buddy, Mr. Eric Braden. So we're just happy they support our show. We're so happy that they're here. And, of course, she's brought on some guests here, like Kurt Tochi.
Tossie. He's a YouTuber.
And your girl.
Yes, Shannon Stone. Yes.
Yes, I'm going to mention them. And I want to mention the original host of the show because I couldn't do all four shows. So I was like, I had to let somebody else do these. Lucretia Lyon, Kiara Giovanni, and Alexander Rodriguez. They were the ones who started the show. And you did some shows with them when you first came on, too.
Yes.
I'd give a shout out to them because they started. Without them, I couldn't really have had the show start. And the thing is, we love the soaps. And we're the only place that's on television, that's video, that we do soap stuff. Everything else is audio or print. we are the only ones who really do it. So all I give we work very
Congratulations.
Hard. Abby and I, we all the whole soap block, we work very hard to bring you the best entertainment and talk about your favorite shows. And it's something we love to do. And I started this whole thing with a Facebook page, and the Facebook page had like over 400 people before we even started the show. It was kind of crazy. But like people wanted this, and they just accepted Abby when she came on. It was just amazing thing. So, and go to that Facebook page, follow us there. Like people are liking it every week. I see people are liking it every week. So please continue to like it. Share with anybody you think you need to know what we're doing. All announcements are on there. We're working on things behind the scenes to make this show really good and better. And so just stay tuned when it comes to stuff like that. I'm gonna ask my engineer really quick. Do we have any clips that are good at the moment? Okay, so the first one, let's show that one first because this is from our first episode. And so we're going to show a little clip of that for you guys who may not remember.
Okay, here we go.
Finally talking about The Young and the Restless on AfterBuzz TV. And it is the silly city of brotherly love here in Genoa City when we have Philly this week finally making it to the stairs. All that and more is coming up for the first Restless wrap-up.
You're tuning into The Destination.
One of the old openings. And we get to the next. There we go. And now, that part stays the same.
Let's begin.
There's our original hosts.
Well, you hear it. It's the sound. Again, this is the very first Restless wrap-up, and I know a lot of you guys are watching that have been wanting this for so long, and we are finally here to discuss what's been going on in Genoa City. And, of course, I'm your host, Lucretia Lyon. You can always follow me at LACRETIALYON, since there is only one. With me, I have two brand-new-to AfterBuzz co-hosts. This is Alexander Rodriguez and Kiara Giovanni. So, Alexander, tell me where they can find you.
Instagram, Twitter, on the rocks, on air.
And Kiara, where can they find you?
Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, Kiara Giovanni.
So I just want to show that. That was our first show. That was our first show. Now, the next clip is, I believe, is Abby's first show.
Oh, wow.
So let's go ahead and show when she came on.
Oh, when I came on with the panel.
It's your first time.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. This
is... Yes.
Let's see. If you guys would know it's my first time, or if I'm good.
You're dueling Apple computers, laptops.
I know, Ryan.
But of course, I am not alone. I have a special guest host with me. Yes. Tell them who you are and where they can find you.
Hi, guys. My name is Abby Scott. I'm so excited to be here because I'm a fanatic. Mm-hmm. I love Young and the Restless. I go way back. Me and my mom, I mean, she was watching this when I was born in the hospital. That's how much we love our Young and the Restless. But, yeah, my name is Abby Scott. You can find... I do it all. I Insta, I Twitter tweet, I Snapchat.
Twitter tweet.
Abby Scott one.
I do it all.
Just to let you guys know, I do it all. Oh, wow.
So I want to show that because that's your first time. So when you look at that, Miss Abby, what do you think when you see that right now? Like, what do you think?
I didn't know what I was going to answer. No, I'm just kidding.
Crying.
No, I'm not crying. but yes, I'm shedding a tear. But seriously, I have such a history with Young and the Restless. So it was such a meant to be when Lucretia posted that. And I was like, oh, my God, I have to do this because my mom has been watching the show. She introduced me to the show. I had a small part on the show, and I know Christoph and everything. It just seemed like such a meant-to-be moment. So thank you, guys. I don't know.
They're like Twitter tweeting here. They're all on Twitter.
Twitter tweet.
Twitter tweet. That myself.
And Brad's going to use that for his language next.
I am.
Right?
I'll give Abby the credit.
That's right. Now, the next thing we're going to show you guys, because this is a clip here of the episode, I'm going to show you, is my interview with Eric Braeden. This is the second time I interviewed him. He is the bomb. And so it's just some snippet of it. He talks about some of his coworkers. Here we go.
A little lighter notes.
Yep.
We'll switch it up a little bit. Well, actually, slightly lighter. Tell everybody, for the record, because you say it in the book, and I'm glad you say it, just for the record, you and Peter Bergman respect each other, and you are fine.
You bet.
What an amazing actor he is.
Peter and I had our differences many years ago, and We have both learned to respect each other. Okay? And I think our conflict is, to a large extent, what has driven the show.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Oh, my God, yes. Yeah. Completely.
And I have nothing but the deepest respect for him. As an actor, he is damn well prepared and brings it every time. And so do I, in a different way.
Mm-hmm. Now, I have to ask you, because I didn't see this in the book. His nicknames for you, were they his thing or were they written for him?
You know, I don't know whether he called the mustache. I call him Jackass Abbott.
Yeah, exactly. So, I love your nicknames for each other all the time.
Yes. I have no idea whether Peter came up with it. Peter, did you come up with the mustache thing?
Right.
And
but Jackass Abbott, was that you?
I came up with it.
I was like, that's hilarious. Bet.
Because I was sick and tired of being just called the mustache. Wait a minute. Anyway.
And you celebrated anniversary with Nikki, basically, on the show. I think it was like 35 years or 33, something like that recently also.
I'm blessed to have been
Millie working Thomas with Scott.
I'm blessed to have been working with her. Love working with her.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we love to get pissed off with each other. We were very good on those scenes. We always hug each other afterwards and said, damn, that felt good. We get angry well together.
I get angry well together. I like that. And people, if you guys don't know this, she also was a child actress. Yeah, I mean, she was in Marnie and she was in things. I go, oh my God, that's Millie Thomas Scott. I'm like, oh my God, that's her. Yes. So I want to show that because Eric Braden, both interviews are online here at AfterBuzz TV. He is a treasure. And the one thing about Eric Braden, I have to tell you guys, he has a close set. It was just me and him both times. And he said I could ask him anything I wanted to. And you said, we talked about Peter Bergman. We talked about all kinds. You went about the interview. He talks about the actor who pissed him off. It's in his book also.
Mm.
And it's a whole chapter devoted to that. And it's juicy. It's juicy. His book is so good. Anybody in here? Yeah, he's the original. He is. He's a true myth. And he talks about why folks really like him. It's really funny. So it's a good one. And we're going to show a couple of pictures. And then, this first one we can show.
Hey.
And that is Brandon at the studio, or at the, was it Paley Center? Where were you at?
That was actually at the Paley Center.
Paley Center, yes.
A couple weeks before Christoph. I went to the studio. Yeah, my buddy Christoph and Mr. Christian LeBlanc. Mm-hmm. You guys know him as Michael Baldwin on the show. Yeah. Two great guys.
Fun meeting them.
Very, 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 very great personalities. In this business, we don't always see positive personalities, guys, just letting you guys know that. Mm-hmm. But these two gentlemen, they adore their fans, they adore the support, mm-hmm. and they're very hard workers. Both came onto the show, I believe, in the early 90s.
Yeah, it was.
And they're still here in 2017, so shout out to those two guys. Glad to call them friends.
Christoph was robbed at the Emmys, that's all I'm going to say. His scenes were just the bomb with Nichelle Nichols. He was robbed as best actor, but that's just me. Show the next picture. A little Shady Sunday.
I second that.
He was robbed. He was completely robbed. Look at me. You're with Christoph. See, Christoph gets around.
Yeah, I just ran into him. I was at actually the Second Wives. I don't know if he wants me telling everyone this, but it's like the Second Wives is that new reality show on E! And he was at the after party at the W Hotel, and I just happened to be there. And I was like, Christoph. He's like, Abby. So I was like, let's take a picture. Hey,
I love it. Christoph, Abby.
Abby. Yeah. Christoph, Abby.
Because I've actually known Christoph. How long, Mom, has it been? Like 8 years.
Wow.
I've known him for a really long time.
Wow.
And he is so generous. He's so kind. Literally, the minute I met him, mm-hmm. I was telling him how much my mom loves the show and I love the show. And he was like, do you want to be on the show? It's like, who does that?
Right, who does
that? Like, is this real life?
That's true.
And he genuinely walked me up to casting, so I'll forever be grateful to Christoph.
That's awesome.
And he is, I believe he is really trying to get us an on-set interview with the whole cast down at CBS Studios.
They're working on it, you guys.
Yeah, he's talking with the PR everything. But Christoph's awesome. I mean, he should win every Emmy. He's just so talented.
He's so good. He's so talented.
So talented.
We show the next pictures. Let's see the next picture. And there's set life when you're on the set.
The set life is real.
And
Christoph is totally photobombing my photo. There.
He
I'm
is.
Just kidding.
He is. Look at him right there. That's so funny.
Yeah, they just like threw me in as a patron and whatever. What's that? The rooftop.
Rooftop.
Top of the tower.
Top of the tower. Yeah. You show the next photo picture. So that's you on screen.
Yeah, this was actually a part. I was a makeup artist. For the fashion show. Do you guys remember that?
Yeah. You guys at home? Yes.
Right.
Christoph is the Denzel Washington of daytime, I swear.
He is.
Everybody's like, he's robbed. He was robbed. Yes. We all agree with me, he was robbed. So next one.
Then we have one more. There's four? Okay, that's it. Okay, that's good. Okay, there we go. I've got to get others for bold breakdown. Sorry, bold breakdown. So those are some pictures of our people. I want to ask each of you guys, you know, especially for you, Brandon, first, what is it about Young and the Restless that you really like about it?
You know, I think I just really love the versatility of the storylines. When I started watching the show in the early 90s, there were young individuals who were closer to my age that were on their way to having careers, and they were being taken seriously. And then also, you know, for me, it was something like, wow, I am actually seeing people of color on a daytime show. You had Aunt Mamie, you had Christoph, you had Drusilla, you had Neil. I mean, you had Nathan. It was like, wow. And they weren't just throwaway characters. Mm-hmm. We're talking real storylines. And now we fast forward to 2017. We see the lines of communication opening up for more individuals of different ethnicities.
We have an Indian on there. Like we have,
you know, we got Ravi on there right now. You know, we had Hillary's working it out right now. Yeah. And that's what really drew me into the show. And honestly, Christoph St. John really threw me into the show because I remember watching him as a kid. He was with Gladys Knight and Flip Wilson on a show called Charlie and Company.
Yes.
And it's something that Christoph and I, we talk about. And I said, you know what? I want to support this guy. And he's phenomenal. So that was my introduction to the show. Wow. So, yes.
Now, Mama Judy, you know, were you? Mama said she was watching it when my brother, she was pregnant with my brother in 1972 when it started. She was pregnant with my brother watching it. How was it? How did you start watching it?
Well, I started actually when I was in high school.
Wow.
My mom would be watching the soap operas when I would get home from school, and I would watch them with her. Was it One Life to Live?
Oh, yeah.
Y&R was one of hers. Bold and the Beautiful wasn't on then.
Yeah, not yet, no.
But what happened was, I was a working wife. So I was at work for 20 years, easy. Well, maybe 13.
20 or 13. Okay, my girl, which one is?
And when I got pregnant with Abby, I took time off work and I started watching again. And in the hospital, I was on channel 2 the whole time. I don't think I could change the channel, but I was watching. And then she just started watching with me when she was 4 or 5 years old. She didn't know what she was watching, but we were watching.
I understand that. Yeah.
And I am totally hooked. I know they're not real characters.
Right.
But I get into the storylines, and I yell at the TV, and I get pissed off at them.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. But you literally were watching in the hospital room when you were having me, literally.
Oh, yeah. It was The Price is Right, I remember. And then it was like, okay, we're ready to go here.
Can't miss it.
Genoa City Pregnancy.
It was?
It was a Genoa City pregnancy. Yeah,
it was. I was in Tarzan.
It's where I learned to be a drama queen.
Oh, there you go. I love it. Well, folks are saying that they agree with you guys, just like, especially with you, Brandon, saying that it's such a diverse cast. It reflects society. The stories, character development, getting into the characters. Abby's a full-time role on YR. She will kill it, as we're saying here.
Yeah.
I remember Channel 2. It's number one for a reason. I mean, like it's been number one for, like I said, 28 years, right? I mean, I believe it's production value, everything, top to bottom.
And that's why they won the Emmy for best writing, because it really is. It's always great writing, no matter what. It's never corny.
Mm-hmm.
It's always, even if it's like a corny scenario, they make it not. That's great writers, so.
Yes.
They yelled at TV, too, they said, in shooting. That's what Aaron says. We yell at TV, too. They yell at TV all the time, too.
They yell at the TV.
Yes. That is me sometimes, Mama Judy. Yeah, they say, oh, they really. I mean, I like Young and Restless because for me again, the black community loves Young and Restless. That's mm-hmm. one of the most popular subs for black folks is Young and Restless. And I had aunties, everybody who was watching it, and so I just kind of saw it too. Because back in the day, I mean, I was more of an ABC person at first. I was more of the General Hospital, Barnes and Live, All My Children, mm-hmm. Ryan's Hope. It was all that kind of thing.
Oh, I remember Ryan's Hope.
That came out at the end. And so when I get home from school, I can see General Hospital and Ryan's Hope. It was at the end of the day.
Because, see, the kids nowadays don't know.
Yeah.
We didn't have DVRs.
No, we didn't. Or VCR at the time. Either by
no.
time,
no. So when I say I was at work, mm-hmm. I just, There's no way I could tape it in case any of those youngins in there are asking.
Yes.
Youngins.
Youngins.
Well, that's good that young people are watching. Young
but you know what?
A lot
I'm
of
not,
in the chatter,
I wasn't aware. I mean, now I'm thinking back with Drusilla. I wasn't aware that there weren't black people on soap operas.
Really, because here's the comparison back then. On Days of Our Lives, just what's his name? James Reynolds, who played Abe for the last 30 years. He was the only person. Him and Lexi.
But I remember Mamie, though.
I'm saying all the soaps. They only had two on Days of Our Lives compared to like the 10 they had on Young and the Restless, who were major storyline characters. I mean, Shamar Moore came from the heavy. I mean, hello, absolutely. Malcolm was huge.
Oh yeah. I loved him. That's Lily's father. Abby, did you know that?
What?
Shamar Moore is Lily's father.
You mean Crystal's father?
Or Lily's father? Oh, yeah.
Lily's father.
Crystal's.
Not Crystal in real life, but Lily's father. I love Abby.
Abby.
Abby. For real?
Abby, here we go. Tie it.
Hey, weren't you saying the real actor's name and then Lily?
Yeah.
So you were confusing me.
I forget. Yes. What was his name on
She was confusing me.
He was Malcolm.
Malcolm, correct. Yeah,
the original Malcolm.
Because him and Drusilla, she had the cough medicine, the cold medicine, they slept together.
Yeah, excuses.
I'm like, she wants to sleep with some tomorrow morning.
And it all came from Aunt Mamie.
Does Neil know that? Does he knows he's
he knows.
Not really
yeah, he
the
knows.
Brother?
He knows.
So text and tell him.
Shamar, do you know that you're
actually crazy? I mean, and maybe it will make me sound really blonde, but I actually thought Crystal and Brighton were real brother and sister because they've known each other for so long.
Great
I had
casting.
A,
and no, they're best friends, too.
But they have, on their Instagrams, it looks like they're really siblings.
Wait a second. We were watching, what movie were we watching?
And
we
saw Matilda. Crystal was in Matilda. Yes. I was like, that has to be...
It was the same face, but she was only 8 years old.
Brighton James was on Perfect Strangers, but not Perfect Strangers, Family Matters. He was the little kid.
Yeah.
He was curly hair.
He was Little Richie on Family Matters.
Oh, my God. I remember all these shows. I love those shows.
Yes.
Darius McCrary, who was Eddie Winslow, came on as the second.
Didn't work. You don't go from a light-skinned black man to a dark-skinned black man, the same character. It did not work.
That didn't go too well with the fans.
Yeah, it didn't work.
Well, that happened, too, on... Fresh Prince.
Yeah. I would get Aunt Viv, be light skin, let me dark skin, also be light skin.
And you know what? It had nothing to do with her skin color. Yep. I didn't like that Aunt Viv.
Me neither.
She was mean.
And that's why they got rid of her and brought in Daphne
Reed. She had attitude. I didn't like her.
Yeah. They started making trouble in my neighborhood. Mom got it.
You know what? I don't think there's any Jewish people on soap operas.
Oh, yeah.
There is.
We're going to.
There is.
Who? No, I'm not talking about actors. I'm talking about Jewish families. Like, wait, the Newmans aren't Jewish.
No, they aren't.
The Abbotts aren't.
So if they're going to create a Jewish family, they have to be upper crust.
upper crust.
I thought she was going to say upper class.
Oh, upper crust.
I meant to say class.
I thought it was a term I just didn't know.
I just love it, except for me, it was mostly the other shows, but then I ended up turning to CBS and watching As the World Turns, Young and Restless,
As the World Turns, Guiding Light.
I used to love those. Skyline, As the World Turns.
I loved As the World Turns. I love
so
Lucinda
good.
Walsh.
Lucinda Walsh. Oh, I got Elizabeth Hubbard. I love me some from when that's where Julianne Moore came from. She played Franny
Sabrina.
Exactly. The twins. And she went back to the show towards the end of the show. She went back and did an appearance.
Good for her.
So she said her roots. Because some people. Okay, here's the thing. People out there give soaps crap. You need to stop it because these are some of the hardest working people in show business.
They tape how many shows a day?
They do 600 pages a day.
Yeah, it's
ridiculous. We had that with Eileen Davidson on The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. The other housewives were giving her shit,
soap
essentially. It's saying, oh, she's a soap actress. She's not a real actress. Mm-hmm. She got so pissed. Mm-hmm. But that's not true at all.
Yeah,
I think it's harder, actually. They have to learn so many lines.
Exactly.
Candy Poopy is a good part. I forgot. There was a Jewish family on Why to Live. Nora Gann and her family was Jewish. And she had a black kid. And the kid was half Jewish.
It's only one.
That's
history.
Half Jewish.
So you're right. Only one. Like, that's it. All the soaps.
So, hey.
See? You're right.
Young and the Restless. Let's get some Jewish family.
The tribe. Get the tribe on TV. That's right.
That is so funny.
But yeah, that's what I was going to call this. And Young and the Restless is just that theme. I used to be able to play it on the piano. I can't play it anymore. But I used to play it on the piano.
Nani
Yassim? Yeah,
and they've had the
I
same
didn't know it was called Nani Yassim until you guys have seen
since
it.
March of 73.
They have not changed it. They have not changed it. Every show has updated their themes. They have not changed their theme. They changed the credits, but they have never changed the theme.
Can't. That theme is everything.
It is.
Even Mary J. Blige wrote a song.
Yes, she did.
One of her biggest hits. No more drama. That's right. No more drama.
When you let go of all the drama in your life.
Yeah. I'll let James be the singer of it.
Yes.
No, because I did try to sing it, and I didn't know how it went. And, I was like, oh, yeah, I'm not going to sing it now.
Mm-hmm. No, that was she did. Yeah, Young and Restless. She says the line, I was young and restless.
Abby,
give
me your champagne.
Sorry. Yes. And it's like soaps are the best and not crap. I agree. It's so... They do really hard work, and we're hard on the soaps sometimes. As you know, as hosts of, we're here to talk about the soaps. It can be really hard, but we know that they work really hard. The Bell family works really hard to get good products. They do. Both shows, Bold and Beautiful, are gorgeously filmed. They have great sets. They're at Television City here in Los Angeles. They work very hard to give you the best of what they can. And so people hate on them. It's like, they're not trying to ruin your shows, trust me. It's a lot of money to produce these shows. They're trying to make good products, right?
Absolutely, right. Absolutely.
And you guys have been to the studio. Well, you've been to the studio for sure.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it must be a nice set.
The crew has been there forever. They all, if they remember my name, they do. They genuinely remember my name. Because they've been there for so long. They're a family. They're so nice. And I have only but nice things. And I don't have nice things about all sets. Some sets feels really tense. Right. They always make me feel welcome, and that's why it's like the dream to be a soap star.
And they are very welcoming, from the even their EP, Mal Young is very welcoming. Sally Sussman is back, Kay Alden. You know, they're a close knit and they respect one another and they respect their craft and they respect their fans because nowadays, there's so much content to watch, whether it's the Hulu, the Amazon, the YouTube, the Netflix.
Exactly.
They're very grateful that we still tune in 5 days a week, 11:30 here on the West Coast, 12:30 on the East Coast, by the way.
That's right.
And people are still watching because we have so much stuff to watch. Like, we're grateful for you guys watching us right now.
Yeah,
we're very grateful.
No, we are.
Because you could be doing anything right now.
Yes,
so kudos to you all for watching us right now.
You could be watching the Billboard Music Awards, but don't.
Right.
Exactly.
Or Twin Peaks that's debuted on Showtime, but don't.
Oh, yeah.
Watch us.
Or Real Housewives.
Yeah, Real Housewives.
Which one?
Yeah.
No. Don't watch any of that.
No, it's that crap.
I think they're reruns now.
Yeah, they're reruns now. Because New York's only one is new right now. New York's only one.
Yeah.
And Potomac. So I'm going to actually... So I'm going to open the phone lines just really quick. If anybody wants to call in, you can. We'll open the phone lines. And if you want to say anything, you can say a few words to us or about the show. Because it's about you guys. Like Abby said, we do this for you because you guys asked for it. I brought it to you. We got her on. She's bringing it to you every week. And it's a village. It's a collaborative effort. We are all here to celebrate the show that we all love so much. It's been number one for it's been 30 years. CBS has been number one in the daytime.
30 for 30.
I'm sad I couldn't go to the Paley Center things. I was busy. Couldn't make it to those things. I wish I could have.
They were so cool. I sat in Victor's seat. Oh, I should have put that photo.
I know,
me
too.
You sit in the seat too.
Complimentary.
And you put your feet up on his desk.
I totally put my foot up. Yeah, feet.
Feet.
I showed him the photo though, and he loved it.
You also said to him, "Who do I have to talk to get on the show?"
He thinks I look like the
not
Melissa Ordway, but the other.
Oh, Emmy Riley.
Yes, he thinks I look like
Emmy
Riley. He goes, "You look like the other Abby."
That's so funny. So Abby, I want to ask you. So, has there been any parts of this show, like you've been doing the show for almost a year, that you're like? You got in trouble for saying anything, certain things you got in trouble for anything?
I don't want to say that on air.
I mean, like, from the fan. Like, they think, like,
oh,
I get trouble. Trust me, I get in trouble all the time from the fans. If I say it on a certain side, it's been a storyline you said you didn't care for, they were like, they came after you for it.
No, the fans have actually been really.
Oh, good. Been great.
Really.
Okay.
Awesome.
Well, hi, you are on Restless Wrap Up's 1 year anniversary show. What is your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey guys, it's Candace from Baltimore. Hey,
hi, Candace Mack. Hey, B More. Hey. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. Congratulations, you guys.
Thank
1 year.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
I love Candace. You're awesome,
Candace. We love Candace. Candy. Food.
Oh my gosh, I'm over here crying.
That's wonderful.
Here's the thing. We were talking about this in the chat room. Is that Young and the Restless, it brings people together. we're the reasons, as well as you guys, are the reasons that it's number one for 30 years.
Yes.
It's one of the best soap operas, I'm sorry, to other shows, but they are the best soap opera because they give it to you each and every day. Mm-hmm. Romance, drama, family. Sometimes, like you guys said, you want to throw stuff at the TV.
That's you get wrapped up into it. Absolutely, Candace. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, and all of us have watched it since, you know, the premiere, and some of us, like Abby and me, and hi, Mama G. We've been born into it. You know, I remember my great grandmother, God rest her soul, 1229 on Channel 13, wow, telling me, hush, girl, my stories are on.
My stories are on. I love it.
How about me telling you, don't talk, wait till the commercial?
My mom always used to say that to me, Dennis, all the time.
Because I don't want to miss anything they say.
Yeah, exactly. And then afterwards, they'd be like, okay, can we talk now? Like at 1:29.
Oh,
can
that's
we
so talk? Funny.
No, previews, promos, credits. I'm like, oh, okay.
Well, thank you so much for being such a great supporter. You're a great supporter of our shows. And you join us on Sunday nights late at night, and we totally appreciate it. We really do. We really, really do.
Not a problem. You know, we got to keep it going. We got to promote the positive about this genre.
Yes.
A lot of people have doubts about it.
Yes, they
but
do.
Shows like you guys, you know,
and your show. Yes, and your show too.
We keep it going, and we help make the show, you know, Young and Restless number one, and because of the fans, the actors, the producers, and everybody else. So.
Yes, we agree. Thank you, Miss Candace, and thank you to Soap Party 401. I've been on your show a couple of times, and it's been a lot of fun.
Yeah.
You gotta have Abby on.
Everybody, let's make this
and Brandon too.
Let's make it happen.
Yes, Candace.
Absolutely.
It's fun. Thank you, Candace.
Thank you, Candace.
Bye, Candace.
No problem. Love you guys.
Love you too.
Bye. Thank you.
We got another phone call. Bye. Okay, another phone call. I love this. You're on the Restless Wrap-Up 1-year anniversary show. What is your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, what's up? It's Jacob from Texas.
Jacob! Hi, Jacob.
Hi, Jacob. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How's everybody doing tonight?
We're feeling good.
We're good. We're blessed, man. We're doing good.
We are blessed.
It's great to celebrate.
You guys have done a really good job over the past year. The show's been really good.
Thank you. You've been a great supporter.
Yes, you have, Jacob.
Yeah,
you're
very,
awesome.
Much.
You're awesome, man. And Jacob, I just want to say, man, I love it when you reach out to me. You brighten my day, man. Really. And I'm not talking as an actor or as a producer, just as a man to man, you really brighten my day when I hear from you, bro. So thank you so much.
You're welcome. That's really great. Great to hear. I just tried to be really positive because I know there's a lot of negativity out there. And so I just tried to be positive and lift people up as best as I can. So that's what I tried to do.
Aww.
Thank you.
You're doing a great job, so thank you.
And I just want to say that the Brad Bell shows are really the best, like, folks that are on right now. Because, you know, James, I watch all four.
Yes, you do.
But I feel like YNR and D&D are the best shows because they have, like, storylines most of the time with the business aspect. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like intelligent writing, not all the time, but most of the time it's really good.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to say the show's getting a lot better, and you guys keep up the great work on my video called it. You guys do a really great job.
Thank you so much, Jacob.
Thank you
for
everything.
Thanks, Jacob.
Thank you.
Thanks. I'll talk to you guys. Hi, Mama Jude.
Hi, sweetheart. When
you come on the show.
Oh, thank you, Jacob. Thank you for calling in.
Okay. Have a great night, you guys.
Thank you, Jacob.
I can almost
start crying. This is so crazy.
He's so sweet.
Well, that's what it's about.
And that is what it's about. I mean, you know, when I started these shows, it was supposed to be a place of community for us so people can actually get together and talk about something positive. We decided we're going to be very positive and just very uplifting. And yeah, we're going to talk about our soaps in a real way and make sure, you know, things aren't working. We'll talk about it. But it's a community for us to get together on Sundays. They spend their Sundays with us. And for this show, Bold Breakdown, we're later on in the evening for some people on the East Coast. Mm-hmm. So I appreciate every single person who tunes in, tunes in live. Thank you. And anybody who watches us afterwards, we love you too, of course. But the folks who actually stay up late where they are and watch us live and call in, it's just amazing.
Yeah, I love everyone that's a part of the chat. That's everything. Like, I've really made that a part of my show. It's like the chat. I'm like, you guys are my co-hosts.
I'm going to give some shout-outs to Nikisha Jones, Candy Pooh, Emma Hurley, Aaron Brody, Demo Katabi. Let's make sure everybody can get in here. J.K. Marquez, of course. Our Melvin fan, my girl, she's always in here. Orp Flow, make sure I said it correctly. Derek Kernahan. Let's see, anybody else in here? I'm just making sure I get all the names I can. There's also more watching who are not in the chat. They're not saying anything in the chat, I guess, but there are people who are watching. So all you guys who are watching, just thank you so much, because we really appreciate it. Because literally, if you didn't watch the show, we would not be on the air. That's like, right. Literally, we would not be on the air. Yes. So we totally appreciate that. So any last thoughts, just because before we wrap this up, any kind of last thoughts? We did a year. Hopefully we have another year. And Miss Abby at the helm. Very proud of you, Abby. Thanks for taking over things. It's very good. I'll try to come on some more.
I'm proud of you too, Abby.
Thank you.
Same here.
I have belief in her. So I'm glad she's doing. She's delivering. And people in here love you. To me, it's to death.
Well, I love them. Like I said, they're my co-hosts. Yes. And every week, you know, so I love chatting with them and going over the storyline. Maybe we'll talk a little bit about the story. Do you want to talk about the storyline?
We have a couple of minutes. You want to bring anything? Bring up something that you think for this week that just kind of struck up. We have a couple minutes.
She wanted to talk about the story.
I'm not a fan of Canes at all.
Ooh.
I'm sad they made Shady him cheat Kane. Again. I'm sad they made him cheat again. I'm like, really? I mean, it gives him a little edge, I guess, for being the nice guy all the time.
But now they're going to give him a little dark side because his shadiness towards Billy and the editing of the behind-the-scenes video when they were in L.A. And
who was that supposed to hurt? It's hurt him.
Exactly. It's going to hurt Brash and Sassy. He doesn't have anything about it.
That's right.
He will bite off his nose despite his face.
I see. And him and Daniel Goddard, she does not like your character.
I like Daniel.
Daniel is awesome. But Lily and Kane, the characters, they just have no chemistry.
Yeah.
They really need to.
A little bland.
It's kind of forced.
They're agreeing with you guys.
It's
really forced. And. Yeah, I mean, they're making Kane really unlikable, even more unlikable than Lily, which is a lot saying. But,
getting better now.
I feel for Phyllis because I think that Billy's heart's with Victoria, and I think that the whole sexapade, what is this?
I
think it's going to fade, and then he's going to want to be with his family.
I think so, too.
I see Billy and Phyllis have such great chemistry.
I love Billy and Phyllis.
I do. They have great chemistry. Jason Thompson and Giancarlo have great chemistry.
Oh, man. They are good together.
So you might be right. The end game might be Victoria and Billy.
But Abby, I don't see him with Victoria. I think she's a cold fish.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I think that's going to... I feel like it's leaning towards her.
You know, he's had a relationship with the kids. How many years have they been divorced, he can continue to have
But now Victoria's turning it on, so whatever.
Yeah, you unleash me.
I wouldn't give it back to my ex, trust me. Well, I wouldn't give back to my ex either, trust me. I talked to my kids separately. So yes, it could totally happen. So I think it's just kind of, they try to give Kane a darker side, obviously. Mm-hmm. And he's been a good guy for so long. So maybe we'll see how this works. Maybe.
We'll see.
Well, he doesn't play a bad guy very well.
Ooh, dang. So, okay.
And one more thing I just want to add.
Let me sip my tea.
And just one more thing. I just want to talk briefly about Dina Mergeron.
She's back.
Coming back on the show.
She's back.
And I feel that Jack is going to open up the door for her eventually, but Ashley has this cold front up right
now.
Hello. But she lied about her parents
that
and
is
everything.
True. But she's going to break Ashley down, too, because they'll bring in Tracy. And Tracy will say, give her a chance. And then Abby. I want to know where my grandma is and blah blah blah. You know. So.
Side note: I got to meet Beth Maitland the other day. I was going to the baby daddy set.
Isn't she adorable?
She's so nice. Because she walks by, I go, "Girl, I love you." She's like, "Me, love me." I go, "Oh my god, you're so great!" And so we started talking. She was so sweet. I have to say, let's move her back. Yeah, hello.
Hello. She can write in Genoa City. She doesn't have to be in New York.
Exactly. I agree.
Seriously.
They should have killed Colleen. That's another story either.
Poor Colleen.
I know it's in Victor's heart
and
everything.
Victor has a heart because of her. Oh my God.
Billy is better with Phyllis. I agree.
Mm-hmm. Well, another woman would sit in a hotel room for 2 days and hide out.
Yeah, that was kind of
whack. She didn't really hide out. She almost got caught.
I said Hillary's going to expose Kane next week.
Oh, she's
is that true? Is that happening for sure? Are we sure about that?
I don't think so. I think Hillary's going to wait to call him the favor.
I believe that, actually. Yeah. Everybody loves Dina being on the show, and they agree Beth is so talented. So, Abby questioning on Scott, but sorry, he's for Sharon. What do you guys feel about that?
I like Scott and Sharon.
Okay. I do like Scott and Sharon. I don't know. Abby and Scott, it seems very amateur. It's like, I'm again. It's like very like kiddish.
I have a feeling Victor's going to find out that she fraudulently got his signature on this paper.
Oh, he's definitely going to find out.
And she's going to be, I think, you know what he does to family that betray him.
Kudos to Sharon Case, who's played Sharon for 8,000 years.
Oh, my God, she's excellent.
And they throw stuff at her all the time, and homegirl plays it to death.
Oh, she is so good.
She shows up. And homegirl, I'm like, certain actresses, they throw a lot of, excuse my language, shit on them. That's just my favorite word. And she plays it for all it's worth. I give her points on that.
Yeah, look what she's played. She's played a loony.
Many times.
She kidnaps babies. Yes. It's like,
but she's just still so likable.
Exactly.
That's a great actress.
And she's sweet.
Well, I say it's true. Hillary is going after Kane. It's in the previews.
Mm. Oh, really?
So maybe we'll see what happens, I guess.
And, and you said that Greg may not be the only person leaving YNR.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, folks, on that note, we're at the end of the show. On that note, because it's celebrating Bold Breakdowns 1 year anniversary, too. You guys, thank you so much for watching us this whole year. Thank you, AfterBuzz TV, for the opportunity. It makes me so proud that I know I have a show that's out there that's being taken care of by Miss Abby, and you guys are watching it. And it's just, I can almost cry myself at this rate. I'm fortunate to have lived the American dream, and I'm living it here.
I love James. So
proud
much.
Of you, James.
So,
thank you. Congratulations. Thank you very much.
James,
thank
you're amazing.
Proud of
you're
James.
Amazing.
Oh, thank you. Thank
only you could ask Eric Braden those questions.
Only me. That's right. So tell them where they can find you guys. I mean, Mama G, are you on social media anywhere? Or just like, Okay, so we can find you, Brandon.
Okay, hey, guys. You can go to all social media platforms at brandonlarkins.com. You'll find my Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook all on that one page. Thank you guys so
and
much.
Monogamy the Series.
And Monogamy
the Series is winning awards.
Thank you.
He is part of that. He's a producer and actor in it, and you need to watch it.
Thank you, guys. Monogamy the Web Series. Yes. We took home Outstanding Drama for 2017 LA Web Fest. We premiered on Sony Studios lot. So thank you guys for watching us.
He's somebody.
And it shows like YNR that have made me want to become a better producer. So thank you guys. MonogamyTheWebSeries.com. 22 episodes. Right. Thank you guys so much.
Check it out.
Miss Abby.
Don't forget
thank you guys
me.
So
where
much.
Where can I see this?
Brandon's got a fan in Mama Judy.
There you go.
She got a card.
There you go.
I adore all of you. Thank you so much for continuing to watch the Restless Wrap Up. You keep us going. I adore you. You know I do. That's why you guys are my co-hosts. And James Lott Jr. he's the king. I think I'm the princess. Judy could be the queen. Yes.
I'm the prince.
I love it.
My coffee mug says that I'm the queen.
There you go. It must be true.
It must be true. And yours does say princess.
It does.
They say congratulations, Brandon, to you on here. And you guys, follow us on Facebook. The Restless Wrap Up is on. They use the hashtag Restless Wrap Up, or ABTUYR, which one you want to use. Honestly, we're on our different platforms. She's Abby Scott 1. I'm James Lott Jr. Follow us there. Thank you for watching the show so much. We love
you.
See you next time.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.